camels, and wrestling. I never thought I'd say those two words in the same sentence. Now, you won't see this in Marrakesh, probably. Not yet, anyway. But camel wrestling is a thing in Turkey, where the animals are trained to square off in bouts of strength and skill. Reporter Jacob Resnick took in a match in the town of Seljuk.
Camels are tall, lumbering creatures. You don't want to get in their way. They can move surprisingly quickly, especially when two are locking necks, almost like a double helix, trying to overpower each other. Turkey's largest camel wrestling tournament is held annually here in Seljuk, a market town of about 20,000 people. Camels are naturally pretty docile creatures, but get more aggressive during mating season, so that's when the competitions are held. Female camels aren't welcome at the events. If they were here, things might get really serious. With about 130 male camels and tens of thousands of drunken spectators, these camels are riled up enough. Ahmet Sarsılmaz has been training camels for 15 years. He says they're intelligent, sensitive creatures. But he said when things get tense, camels get aggressive. And then they're ready to wrestle. Camels have long been critical to the economic development of this area. They carried crops like olives and figs to nearby seaports. When the railroads came about 150 years ago, camels had less practical use, so people who were fond of raising them had to find other reasons to keep them. Gökhan Sercelik is a local attorney who grew up here and has been coming to camel bouts since he was about six. He says many people here revere camels almost like sports heroes.
I've seen lots of people when their favorite camel was beaten, they were crying. You know, it's not about gambling, it's about love.
The rules are simple. There's no point system. If a camel is forced to his knees, he loses. If a camel runs away, the braver camel wins. Or if a camel cries out in fright, that also ends the match. Animal welfare groups have complained about this sport, but there's no organized opposition. I contacted a few animal rights activists in Turkey, but none got back to me. Ahmet Soyucu used to help organize these events. He argues camel wrestling is not inhumane or a blood sport, just a way to prove which camel is stronger.
They try to prove their power to each other or one to another, so they don't hurt each other. If you see, their mouths are covered. They have no chance to bite. This is not camel fight. This is wrestling.
For wealthy locals, owning a camel can be the ultimate status symbol. It costs around $10,000 a year to keep one, and there's no cash prize for winning an event. Soyucu says owning a wrestling camel is all about prestige and bragging rights.
Like, my camel is stronger than your camel. My camel look more beautiful than your camel. It is like a social competition.
It's also an excuse to throw a big party. There were probably 20,000 people at this event. Booze vendors are doing a roaring trade, selling liquor by the bottle. Groups of men, and it's mostly men here, sit together on long tables grilling meats and toasting each other with rakı, Turkey's most cherished hard alcohol. Most of the men are Muslim, by the way, and the Quran forbids alcohol, but drink is still an integral part of Turkish culture. Ahmet Soyucu said men from this region enjoy traveling the camel wrestling circuit. It gives them a chance to get out of their hometowns and cut loose.
They see it like an opportunity to go out of the society, do whatever they want. For example, they drink all day and night long. They get drunk because nobody knows them. So nobody will say that you are bad, you are this, you are that. So when they return to their small society, they are still good father, good man, good friend. It's like that.
There's also a lot of meat being grilled here. Camel meat. Tourists like Robert Lloyd, a Londoner who teaches English in Istanbul, was keen to try it.
I was so excited about it, I ate some, and it's delicious. It's really good. It tastes like camel smell, which is kind of off-putting, but they spice it really well, so it's good. I'm a fan.
He bought a few extra pounds to take home with him as well. Besides the wrestling and the drinking and the eating, there's also a bit of pageantry and music. Those aren't kazoos. Bands of mostly Roma musicians entertain the crowds. People stuff cash in their clarinets as tips. The day before the wrestling match, there was also a beauty contest for camels dressed in their best finery. For The World, I'm Jacob Resnick in Seljuk, Turkey.